introduced to some. I introduce to some and present to others the author of For My Shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain, author Takeda Steve Rice. Good evening, Takeda.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Yep. My pleasure.
Thank you. Now, I know you personally, so I've had the privilege of being able to talk to you and get to know just how much God has blessed you through some of the things you've come through. But would you please introduce yourself and your ministry to our listeners?
Well, as you said, I am Evangelist Takeda Bryce. I live in High Point, North Carolina. I am married to Michael Bryce. I attend Monument of Praise Church, where Dr. Kevin A. Williams is my pastor. I do have a women's outreach ministry, which is Virtuous Woman Ministry, and that ministry desires to build, strengthen, and empower women to just live Christ-fulfilled lives.
Amen. Amen. Now, your story is about finding purpose through pain. What provoked you to write this story?
Well, when I was going through this trial, it's been over 10 years ago now, when I was married to my first husband, I knew from the onset of the issues that I was faced with that this couldn't just be for me. And I say that because not that I lived a perfect life, but I was always one of those who tried to live righteous. I tried to treat people right. I tried to follow the statutes and the commandments of God to the best of my ability. And when this trial presented itself to me, I immediately felt like, okay, you know, there's a greater purpose in me having to go through this.
Amen. Well, thank you for being willing to be obedient to God so that someone else could be blessed by hearing your story. Now, I read the introduction and I was intrigued by something you said. When you speak of your wedding day in the introduction, you mentioned being presented with choices. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, the concept of dating and marriage in Christendom is always one of controversy because we have a standard and we have a higher power that we are obligated to be accountable to. So with that said, there were a lot of red flags, which I discussed in the book, that hindsight presented themselves that were happening while I was dating, and I just overlooked them. And you know, women have that sixth sense, you know, it's when you're in Christ, it's not a sixth sense, it's the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And he does guide you into all truth. And there were some truths that were being presented to me during that time that, like I said, I didn't know until after the fact that I was, you know, pretty much ignoring because I had a one-track mind. And you have choices. You know, life is about choices, period. Whether you decide to take advantage of them or not. And I had a choice to make in proceeding in the marriage, even though, even up to the night before the wedding, things were so awry. My mother even advised me, you know, you don't have to go through with this. You know, I just felt like I had invested so much time and at that point so much money into the wedding that I didn't have the wherewithal. I didn't have the courage. I didn't have the mental fortitude to not go through with it.
Right.
So that was, you know, that was another choice that I made. And as a consequence, you know, the consequences of that choice was my life for the next 30 months.
Wow. Wow. Having said that, what encouragement can you give someone who's discovered that they've made a wrong choice and now they're at that place of dealing with the consequences of that choice?
Well, the wonderful thing about God is that he doesn't hold our mistakes over our heads.
Amen.
You know, there's no condemnation, you know. Everything that we experience in this life, he experienced. And so once again, he's not calling us to be perfect, but he is calling us to try. And a lot of times we just don't try, and we give up, and that's unacceptable. I've learned that failure is not just not an option. Failure is really not failure. Failure is a learning experience. We're supposed to. A just man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. And in that getting up, you learn from what you did wrong the first time so that you can get it right the second time or the third time or the fourth time. So when you're in Christ, you look at failure differently because it's a learning opportunity. It's an opportunity for you not to just learn, but while you're learning so that others can see, okay, this is what she did. This didn't work. You know, sometimes it's also for other people to see. So that they don't have to go through what you've gone through, they can be successful in learning what you did right and go directly to what you did right and get it right the first time.
Amen. Amen. People typically find it hard to keep it to talk about the really harsh truth, just getting down to the real truth of what they're dealing with. When you wrote this book, what enabled you to write openly about the difficult topics that you cover in your book?
When you are delivered, and I don't hear that word a lot now, deliverance is a process. It is it's a staple of spiritual warfare. You can't move forward in life when you've been held in bondage to some things. And in your life, being released from that bondage is the process of deliverance. So once you get delivered from whatever the bondage was, and I discovered I had a lot of bondage. I had codependency issues. I had generational curses, things that I was not aware of at the time. But once God frees you from the bondage and you are able to be free, you know, he in whom the Son sets free is, you know, you're free. It enables you to be able to look at what you've been through from a different vantage point. And that allows you and your story to be a help to somebody because now you are able to remove yourself from the emotion of what you went through because it's done. And now you can tell your story from a place of healing and wholeness in order to give somebody hope.
Yes, yes, that really is required. Now, when we first talked about your book, you shared with me that this is your very first book. Would you mind sharing with us what your process looked like?
I'll tell it quickly because I just believe that everything in our lives is a process and God has a purpose for it all. And at the end of it, it's always for him to be glorified. And in my process, it was, am I going to trust God? Did I really hear him that it was time for me to release this? And even though I'm experiencing obstacles and circumstances, do I trust God? So being that I was a brand new writer, my husband and I dove head first into prayer. We met with our pastor. We did our homework. And a lot of authors that are aspiring to write, they don't do their homework. We researched publishers. We researched and compared what we get with one versus the other. And when I approached, I used Tate Publishing because they were a Christian publishing company, which was something that was very important to me. Because sometimes if you are a Christian author and you use a secular publisher, they want you to change things or compromise.
Exactly.
And I can't compromise the Word of God, and I definitely can't compromise my story. So I was nowhere near. I just had a blueprint of what I wanted to do. And prior to that, the year before, I had inquired to Tate Publishing, and they were not accepting partial manuscripts. And so, like I said, I had met with my pastor. I told him the top three publishers that I wanted to use. And he said, okay, we're just going to pray about it and watch God work. And literally, sometime that week, I was sitting on the couch, and I heard the Holy Spirit say very clearly, try again. So I went on the website. I submitted what I had at that point, and I'm going to say maybe about 72 hours later, I got an email from them saying that we love your introduction, what you sent to us, and although we were not accepting partial manuscripts, we would like to publish your story.
Amen.
So you know, yeah, you know, he moved in that vein, and in the fact that as a new writer, all you have is your story. And
right.
Sometimes your story is not enough to bring about the glory to God that he wants out of it. So it required me to do more research. I needed to find out, and not really just find out, but just kind of add to my story the formula that helped me make it through my process. So that's pretty much what helped me construct the story. I had the experience because I went through
right.
it.
That's right.
The second part of that was being able to put it into chapters and add the process of the Word of God through each chapter that really helped me get to the end of my own process.
Amen. And once again, deliverance really is the key. When you're fully delivered, you're able to take that thing and put it out in a way that it's going to be a blessing to someone else, and God will get the glory out of every single thing that you've come through. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for sharing that with us. Now, I know that your passion is for women. Can you talk to us a little bit about Virtuous Women Ministries?
Virtuous Women Ministries, we're getting incorporated now, nonprofit, because there are so many things that the Lord has set on my heart to do where women are concerned. Women don't realize the power that they have, and it's because we've been subject to being objectified and, you know, just the history of women. In a negative sense. So I knew that going through what I'd gone through, that I needed something to help me build me and strengthen me. So, you know, the Lord was basically like, you know, you have to become what you need. You know, the strength that you need, you have to become it so that now you can give it. And
right.
so that's what we've been able to do with Virtuous Woman Ministries. It's been a vehicle to build, like I said, to strengthen, to empower women to know that there's so much more to you than what meets the eye. There's so much more to you as a woman than you even know. A lot of women don't even know what their assignment is in the earth
right.
as far as what God created us to be, not just wives as helpmeets, but women in general. And there are so many examples from single women to widowed women in the Word of God that we should have no identity crisis. We
right.
should know and we should be secure in the women that God has made us at every facet of our lives, as a single woman, as a married woman, as maybe a widowed woman, and in that working together to help build the body of Christ. The enemy has tricked women for centuries into believing that we have to be at odds and against each other, when
right.
that is definitely not the plan of God, nor the will of God for our lives, because we know that there's unity and there's strength in numbers. And
right.
the moment that we find out that we're better, you know, together than we are apart, then there's so much that we can do as women together to upbuild the kingdom of God. And that's just been what my mission has been, to just let women know that you don't have to accept the world's view of what a woman looks like or what women's sisterhood relationships are supposed to look like.
Exactly. Exactly. You are so right. When we understand the power of coming together, you know, the Bible says that one of us can chase 1,000, but when two of us get together, we can chase 10,000. Well, if 500 of us get together, the potential to do kingdom exploits just becomes so magnified that
yes.
we really can't imagine. It becomes an eyes haven't seen opportunity for us. And you're
yes.
right. It is a trick from the enemy. If he can keep us separated one from another, and if he can keep us to a place where we don't know who we are, so we're struggling with who we are and struggling with one another, then we don't connect as God intended for us to connect so that we can have the impact on the earth that he intends.
Absolutely. Exponentially can impact the world.
Yes. Thank you so much for what you're doing through Virtuous Woman Ministries, because I do believe that when we begin to understand who God created us to be and what his intentions are for us, and we truly have our identity in him, then we can make the connections that he's intended and go forth and do the things that he's called us to do. Wow, it has really been great talking with you today. Is there anything else for my shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain, that you would like to share with our listeners today? Just that closing thought about finding purpose even when you're dealing with great pain.
Well, I think the greatest thing for us to understand is that we're all going to experience life, you know. I think suffering gets a bad rap, and I talk about that. You know, the Word of God says that we're going to have tribulation, that we're going to suffer. And it also defines how we're supposed to behave while we're suffering.
Yeah.
And we get the first part, although we don't like the suffering, but we don't embrace the second part. We don't
exactly.
embrace the fact that I'm supposed to count this joy, you know, the sorrow that's bringing me. I'm supposed to be joyful and in my patiently waiting for God to deliver me from this place. We internalize what's going on, and we make it a very negative thing. And we say
mm-hmm.
things like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over with, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of what I did. When I was really in the heat of it, my prayer was, God, please help me to see what it is I need to get out of this trial so that
mm-hmm.
I do not have to repeat it again. Because
yeah.
trials are tests. And if you do not pass the test, you will have to take it again. And this
yes,
trial was so tumultuous until I felt like I barely made it out. And I
yes.
did not want to have to go through anything, you know, remotely similar to what I was going through. So
yes.
when you're dealing with unforeseen and unexpected circumstances and situations, your prayer needs to be that, you know, God, help me to see what it is that I need to get out of this trial so that I don't have to go through it again.
Mm-hmm.
And something else that will help you, you know, through your trial, and a lot of people, because it's become popular, journaling now, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
journal, you can journal your prayers, and that will also help you be able to look at your situation from not your eyes, but God's
yes.
eyes. So
yes.
if you're journaling your prayers and what you're going through, you will be surprised in how much faster, maybe not that your deliverance comes, but that your
yes.
understanding, you know, understanding
yes.
means discernment. You will be able to discern things while you're
yes.
going through that were not clear to you before, so that
Amen.
You can proceed better through the trial. So,
Amen. Well, thank you for that. Do you have any current works that you're working on right now, and that's books, conferences, whatever it is that you have coming? What's coming up for author Takeda C. Bryce?
I need a twin at this point in my life.
I'm
God is good. Yes, God is good. We do have a couple of works. We have a couple of works in the works. Because the book has been so powerful and so impactful, what we want to do is we want to pull out those 10 steps that I use to be processed to purpose. And that'll be an ebook course that you'll be able to get apply directly to your situation. What steps did she take from step one, acknowledging the pain, to walking in, you know, your purpose? So that's one thing that's in the work. I do have another publication that the Lord has given me that is strictly curtailed to women, women and our values. So that's something else that I have in the works, and I'm doing life coaching as well, my husband and I. So we are concentrating on health and wellness coaching. We do general life coaching. I do coaching for women that have just general women's issues. We're getting ready to add a financial literacy part to our coaching. So, yeah, God is good. You know, He's gifted us with a lot, and we just want to be obedient to the plan that He set out for us.
Amen. Well, we really appreciate all that you're doing for the kingdom that's benefiting those of us who can be edified by what you're allowing God to release through you. Thank you. Now, can you tell us, how can our listeners get a copy of For My Shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain?
For My Shame is available through Tate Publishing. And that's tatepublishing.com. You can search for the book directly by name. It is available through Amazon. It's available through Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, any venue basically that publishes. Now you can access this book. You can also access it directly from my website, SakitaCBryce.com, and you can get it. It's available. It's out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for joining us today. We're excited about what God is doing through you and for you and the kingdom. And we look forward to hearing about what else you've done for God and for His people. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. That's author Takeda C. Bryce, author of For My Shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain. All right, listeners, it is giveaway time. When I say, and the winner is, we want every winner, every listener to say their name, and this month's winner will be heard by everyone. So, if you're ready, and the winner is...
Keisha.
Hello, Keisha?
Yes.
Hi there, Keisha. Congratulations. You just won an autographed copy of For My Shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain by author Takeda C. Bryce. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to reading it.
All right. Well, go out to LadyAJPMinistries.com and click the ATA winner button to claim your prize. Congratulations, Keisha.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'd like to thank each of you for joining us today. And a very special thanks to author Takeda C. Bryce, author of For My Shame, Finding Purpose Through Pain, for sharing with us today. Join us on July 20th at 7:30 p.m. as we host Christian Living author Tom Blubaugh from Springfield, Missouri, the author of Night of the Coptic. This is Angela J. Poole with the Ask the Author Live teleconference, Lady AJP Ministries. We're empowered to enlighten, encourage, and empower you through the Word. Blessings.